world this week, business.
America's Treasury released details about the stress tests that are being applied under the new Capital Assistance Program. These gauge the capacity of banks with more than $100 billion in assets to weather a downturn under an adverse scenario in which unemployment rises above 10% next year and house prices fall by 27% over 2 years. Financial companies will have to raise more funds from the government if needed. The state may end up owning majority stakes in some banks.
Officials, however, played down talk of full bank nationalisation. Sheila Baer, the head of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, said there was ambiguity in the word. The Treasury readied a third rescue plan for Citigroup.
Amid the uncertainty, stock markets endured a difficult week, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average closing at its lowest level in nearly 12 years.
The British Treasury spelt out the details about its asset protection scheme, in which a bank's riskiest assets will be ring-fenced and under which the government will cover up to 90% of future losses. Royal Bank of Scotland was the first to join, placing £302 billion, that's $430 billion of assets in the scheme, and taking a first loss of £19.5 billion. The bank, which is majority state-owned, reported a net loss of £24 billion for 2008, the biggest in British corporate history.
Northern Rock offered to provide £14 billion, that's $20 billion, in new mortgage loans. The announcement came a year after the bank was nationalised. The British government, which will help fund the loans, is taking further steps it hopes will boost lending.
JP Morgan Chase slashed its shareholder dividend from 38 cents a share to 5 cents. The news surprised investors. The bank maintained that its first quarter performance so far is solidly profitable and capital is strong. Its decision will save it $5 billion a year.
Denmark's financial authorities seize control of Fionia Bank. It is the third Danish bank to be nationalised since the autumn.
After less than 2 years in the job, Marcel Rona resigned as chief executive of UBS with immediate effect. The new boss of the troubled Swiss bank is Oswald Grubel, the former head of Credit Suisse. UBS has reported massive write-downs and the biggest ever Swiss loss. It was recently forced to divulge the names of some clients to American tax authorities, igniting a row between American and Swiss banking regulators over Switzerland's secrecy rules.
China's Hunan Valin Iron and Steel took a 16.5% stake in Fortescue Metals, the third big investment by a Chinese firm in an Australian mining company in as many weeks.
Anglo American became the latest mining company to lay off employees because of falling commodity prices. The company will cut 19,000 jobs, 10% of its global workforce.
Japan's exports fell by 45.7% in the year to January. The country's exports to the United States dropped by 53%, to Europe by 47%, and to China by 45%. Japan's car exports declined by 69%. Many Japanese manufacturers have already made swingeing job cuts as they adjust to the downturn.
General Motors reported a net loss of $9.6 billion for the last 3 months of 2008 and $30.9 billion for the whole year. Its liquidity position worsened in the quarter. Meanwhile, Saab, GM's Swedish unit, which it has put up for sale, filed for bankruptcy protection after Sweden's government refused a bailout.
Vattenfall, a Swedish electricity provider, agreed to pay 8.5 billion euros, that's $10.8 billion, for the non-grid business of Nuon, a Dutch counterpart. The deal will eventually create Europe's biggest operator of offshore wind energy. Both companies are big in renewable and clean energy, including solar and tidal power.
Hearst, a media conglomerate, warned that it would sell or close the San Francisco Chronicle within weeks if savings from cost-cutting measures, including a significant reduction in staff, did not succeed. The West Coast's second biggest newspaper has seen losses mount since the dot-com bubble burst in 2000 to 2001.
Peter Chernin, one of Hollywood's most prominent executives, quit as president and chief operating officer of News Corp. He will also step down as boss of the Fox Group of film studios and television stations, which will now report direct to Rupert Murdoch. Mr. Chernin was at the Fox Searchlight party at the Oscars this week to celebrate the success of its film Slumdog Millionaire, which won Best Picture.